Esther chapter 5. So Esther's agreed to risk her life in going to the king and asking if somehow this terrible decree from Haman can be stopped to kill all the Jews. So on the day of her fast, Esther put on her royal robes and went and stood in the inner courtyard of the palace, opposite the throne room. Now we know that if she was not accepted by the king, because she'd come without an invitation, she would be killed. Only those to whom the king held up the golden scepter would be accepted. So, is she going to die in trying to meet the king and in trying to destroy Haman's bad plot? Well, the king was inside, sitting on his royal throne, facing towards the entrance. So when the king noticed that the queen Esther was standing outside, he gave her his favour and he held out to her the golden scepter. She came up and touched the tip of the scepter. "What is it, O queen?" the king asked. "Tell me what you want and you shall have it, even to the half of my empire." Esther replied, "Well, if it pleases your majesty, I'd like you and Haman to come to a banquet which I'm preparing for you tonight." The king then ordered Haman to come quickly so that they could come to Esther's banquet. So the king and Haman went to Esther's banquet. Whilst they were drinking wine, the king asked her, "Tell me what you wish and you shall have it, and I'll give you what you want, even up to half of my kingdom." Esther replied, "If you, your majesty, are willing to grant my request, I'd like you and Haman to please be my guests tomorrow at another banquet, and I'll prepare that for you, and then I'll tell you what I want." Well, I think she lost her nerve. She just came to say it, and then she just couldn't say it. She lost it. She must have been so nervous. And as we're going to see, that delay of one day was very significant because Haman was trying to kill Mordecai, and that delay of one day made all the difference because the king is going to not be able to sleep and will remember the goodness that Mordecai did in saving his life before. So, when Haman left the banquet, he was so proud and happy. But when he saw Mordecai refusing to stand up or show any respect to him as he passed, he was furious. He managed to control himself and he came home. He invited his friends to his house and asked his wife Zeresh also to come and join them. He started boasting about how wealthy he was, how many children he had, and how the king had promoted him to the highest office, and how much more important he was than any of the other officers. And what's more, Haman went on, the queen, Esther, threw a banquet for nobody but the king and myself, and we've got an invitation to come back tomorrow. But none of this means anything to me so long as I see Mordecai the Jew sitting, not standing, at the entrance of the palace. So Zeresh, his wife, and all his friends said to him, "Why don't you build a gallows, say, over 20 meters tall? And then tomorrow morning you can go and ask the king to have Mordecai hanged on it, and then you can go happily to the banquet." Haman was pleased with the idea, and so he had the gallows built. Now what's going to happen is that the king can't sleep, and so he looks in the records and he finds that Mordecai saved his life. And so when Haman comes to ask for Mordecai's life to be taken, the king wants to glorify Mordecai and honor him. So it's all going to work out. But you can see how through human weakness God works. And as I say, I think Esther delaying the banquet by one day, or delaying her request by one day, was because she lost her nerve. But God all the same worked through that, and this is how he does with us.